Okay, again, we're up to Simin Zayin, Sifkat and Dalid. It's on page Memtes. Page Memtes, the second page of the handout. Okay, so let's try to cover some ground today. Achar Hamaver Shein Me'ino Yisnuva Me'afpa. You have to make that last, the last bracha, the bracha of the Birchas HaShachar. Ein Oinin Amen. We do not respond Amen. Why? Ki Ein Kan Sima Bracha. Ela Yihi Ratzoin Shaykh. The Shatz does not say aloud, correct?
No,
right. The reason why the Shatz does not say aloud is in order not to put into people into that situation. Well, it's not really a Sufik. Here it makes it pretty clear that it's not a Sufik, but we do not say it out loud, you're right. So, some, not necessarily you don't say aloud. I've seen shuls where they do say it out loud. And they never.
You
gotta come early and pay attention. And it all depends who the chazan is, the Shatz is. Most shuls, there's no convenience. The people who daven for the Yomer, the people who say brachas, they just, it's not, depends, most shuls, they don't have a very strong minhag when it comes to these things. But the bottom line is, if you do hear someone make this bracha, you should not respond amen. What is the conclusion? This poor person is up the entire night. If a person has not slept the entire night, so here we have a question exactly which brachas can he make, which brachas can he not make. So it says here in Kitzer, Mivorich Beboiker Kol Birchos HaShachar. You have no problem. Chutz mi birchos al netilas yodayim shin vrach. We had this before. The only bracha you cannot make is the bracha of al netilas yodayim, because according to one opinion, the reason why you're making this is because the neshama has departed, has been restored, and being that you did not sleep, you did not experience that time of misa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. So when the neshama departs, there is a degree of impurity that descends upon the body when a person is no longer living. So when he comes back to Kiyas, and he has to remove the impurity that is on the guf. If a person does not sleep, you don't have that. That's only one of many reasons. We learned there are another two reasons why we make of al netilas yudaim, which has nothing to do with death. It has to do with the takana. In the morning, when you come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal wanted you to clean your hands, to wash your hands, just as a like going to the mikvah, tosefes kedusha. It's a certain cleanliness to clean your hands, to dedicate your day to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would have nothing to do with any tumah that comes upon the body when a person sleeps. And then you can very well make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. However, since that's only one reason, the other reason is because there is actual tumah, and we do not have that tumah when a person is up the entire night. Therefore, the chatchila, a person should not make the bracha of al netilas yodayim, and should have someone else say it for him. And what else? What are the bracha a person not make? Birchas elokai neshama. A person cannot make the bracha elokai neshama because he has not the brachas neshama should have sadbi to hurry atov v'rasata v'fach to be v'atov b'shamer v'kiv atov silut l'meni l'vach zero be lost love calls. So your person's neshama has not been returned. It's not appropriate to make that bracha. You did not go to sleep the entire night. The amaver sheina. The third bracha you cannot make is the last bracha amaver sheina. V'chein birchas satayra yesh sofik imivarech olo. What about birchas satayra? Being that you were not mafsik, the bircha satayra that you made yesterday continues. Why do you make a new bircha satayra every single day? According to one opinion, it's because it's a hefsik. A person who makes bircha satayra, he learns the entire day nonstop. Even though he goes to work, he goes to Beis Akisei, that is not considered to be a hefsik. That's a temporary hefsik. But when a person goes to sleep, he is permanently expiring, cutting off himself from the ability to learn. You do not learn when you are in a state of sleeping. Therefore, you need to make a new bracha when you awake. Therefore, there's a suffix in Yivarech Olo. Therefore, Yesha Lilahader Lishmoya Oisami Pi Achaydin Velan Oisami. So, we have a very important halacha. It's a very nice summary. It's not so easy in Yilam Mishnah Berurah to come to this conclusion. The bottom line is, there are four barachos you cannot make if you stay up the entire night. It's very kedai to memorize this. Four barachos. Al Netilas Yodayim, Hamavir Sheina, Elokai Nishama, and Bircha Satora. All of the other brachos you can say, at least with Yavit. But those are the four brachas. Let's see over here the Ketz Shulchan Aruch base. Haner kol halayla aylin b'shayli ayin b'shazul shmar sham. Denish nirdam v'yoshein kamashos b'malbushim b'layla. Neisav al mitaso v'chaza v'ner v'roitza likros kriyashma. A little mother person, he slept with his clothing on. It's late at night. It's and he goes to sleep with his clothing on, and then he wants. He wakes up, So first, let's say it's 9 o'clock at night, and you lie there, oh, I'm just going to go to sleep for a little cat nap. And you fall asleep, but you have to fall asleep on your bed. That's what he's saying for the Marasham. If you fall asleep on the table, right, you go like this, you put your head down on the table, you lie down on the table, that is not called a Shenas Keva, and then you do not need to recite Birchas Hat. If you put your head down on the table, you fall asleep on the table, 9 o'clock at night, you wake up, all of a sudden it's 12 o'clock at night, and you want to learn now for another 2 hours, so do you have to recite Birchas HaTorah? No. Because sitting down and putting your head down, the Marasham Paskin is called a Shenas Arai. And just like a person goes to sleep during the day, you do not recite Birchas HaTorah, because it's called a Shenas Arai, it is okay. But if you lie down flat, horizontal, on your bed, even though you're wearing your clothing and you're wearing your shoes and you never intended to go to sleep for a long period of time, but the end was you did doze off for at least a half an hour flat at night, that's already called, you plan on going back to sleep in your pajamas later on at 2 o'clock in the morning, but right now you want to sit and learn a daf gemara, you want to learn something, it's considered as if you've already slept for the evening and you need now to make a new birchas haTorah. If before you learn Torah, and that birchas that you're going to make, you're not going to be able to make tomorrow, so that's going to be the birchas haTorah for the next day. That's not called, even if you take a nap and you lie down, you do not recite another birchas haTorah. That's the halacha. You only recite birchas haTorah once a day, and the time that you and the break between day to day must be done through sleep. That is called the break. If there is no sleep, then we just conclude that you cannot necessarily make the next day a new Birchas HaTorah. The way you make a break between day one and day two is through going to sleep. And that sleep must be a Shenas Keva. And a Shenas Keva is defined horizontal on a bed. And it does not make a difference if you're wearing your clothing and your shoes and your intent was only to take a small nap. If you do end up sleeping horizontal for a half an hour in the evening hours after Tzeis HaKochavim, in Halach it's considered as if you have slept, and now when you want to resume learning, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, and then if you'll go to sleep again later on, it doesn't matter. The following morning, you do not recite Birchas HaTorah again, you only recite it once a day, and that's, those are the basic rules. Okay, let's go to Halacha Vav. Let's say you come to shul, you come late, and you're in a rush, and you want to make baruch hu, and you want to daven shmoneh esrei with the tzibur, and you do not have enough time to recite all of the birchas haTorah, the birchas haShachar. You did not recite netilas yodayim. You did not recite asher yotza. You did not recite alakai neshama. You did not recite pakei achivim, shleis ani goy, shleis ani ovid, so on and so forth. So now shmoneh esrei is over, and now you want to catch up. You want to be mashlim what you did not do before davening started. Can you make the brachas? So it gets very tricky. What brachas you can say, what brachas you cannot say. So as a general rule, all of the brachas you can recite, kol birchas haShachar, imloy omram kodim sheispalu yochol omram liachar atfilo, chutz mi birchas al netilas yodayim. You can no longer recite netilas yodayim after Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Tekevon deyesh omram netilas yodayim shachmes nesakim mishum atfilo. There are many reasons why we recite Netilas Yodayim, and one of them is it's part of a hachana for Shachris. And once you've already gotten Shachris, it's too late to do the Netila. Just like the Kohen would wash his hands from the Kiyor before he would do the Avodah, that's one of the reasons why we wash the Tilas Yadayim before we daven. So since you've already daven, there's no purpose in now reciting the Tilas Yadayim. In Kain, Liachash Hispalel, Ein oid makom lebracha zos. So that's one bracha you cannot do. Number two, v'chutz mibirchas l'kayin neshama. You cannot recite l'kayin neshama. Why not? Shekvar yotza bibirchas mechay hamesim. That's not so simple. If I'm not mistaken, I forgot to review, but I think the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah agrees with that you can recite l'kayin neshama after davening, but the Kitzur says you cannot, being that the bracha of mechay hamesim in the Shmona Esrei captures the same concept as Elokai Neshama. Neshama Shnasat B'Tohurihi, Hashem has restored this Neshama, is the essence of Mechaye Mesim, the returning of the Neshama. So once you say Mechaye Mesim, you can no longer say Elokai Neshama. Not everyone agrees. You can recite Elokai Neshama, because the bracha of Mechaye Mesim is not referring to Tchiyas HaMesim today, it's referring to Tchiyas HaMesim La'asilava, not to the Tchiyas HaMesim that occurs every single night when a person goes to bed and wakes anew in the morning. Therefore, according to other poskim, you can recite Elokai Neshama even after you have recited Tchiyas HaMesim.
It's Machlekes HaPoskim. Above, that's what we're looking at.
Okay, let's go to Zayin. Next question. This is a very big problem. Let's say you did not recite Birchas HaTorah and you daven Shachris, which includes the bracha of Ahava Rabba. Can you now recite Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah im loy amoron koydem atfilo nechlik vapoiskim yomrom li achar atfilo olo. What's the issue? What's the dilemma? Yeshayim the loy amram mishum tekvar nifta beahava rabba oy halasol muschsad sheyesh bebracha zos kam kein mein beirchas hatayra. The same belibin lahavin lahaskel lishmoy lilmo lamei lishma v'las l'kayim. There are eight different expressions lahavin lahaskil lishmoya lilmod ulamed lishmar velaso sulakaim. Eight expressions. You say that the ain birchas ahavra pateres of yeshayim. No, the ain birchas ahavra pateres mi birchas hatorah ela im loy meili achar hatzvila miyad bli hefsek. In order for the bracha to work, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah immediately after you recite the bracha. That is why, after we recite Birchas HaTorah, we immediately say the psukim of Birchas Kehanim. Yivarecha cho Hashem v'yishmerecha. And we recite the mission of Elul Dvar Mishalachem Shira, Peirah B'Kuv Arayim. We learn Torah. But after you recite the Havarabah, what do? You recite Kriyashma. Is Kriyashma called Limud HaTorah? Not necessarily. Some will tell you yes, some will tell you no, but it's not murcha that reciting Kriyashma is a fulfillment of Talmud Torah, and therefore you have to have kavan. If a person remembers when he says a havarab that he has not yet recited Birchas HaTorah, the ideal thing to do is to recite a havarab. And then the moment you finish Shmona Esrei without any delay whatsoever is to learn, say the pasuk of Yivarechecha or to be oisik in Talmud Torah. But if after the Shmona Esrei you're mafsik, you do not immediately learn, there's a very big problem. Do we say that the Birchas HaTorah had nothing for it to be chal upon, to rest upon? And that's why V'yeshayim the ain Birchas HaHavarab HaPateris Birchas HaTorah Ela im loimet le'achar hatfila miyad b'li hefsek. L'chein yifu l'chatchila tzrichim li'zoher. One must be careful l'varech birchas ha-Torah koidem hatfila uvediyaved im shachach l'varech koidem hatfila yilmoid ezer dover miyad achar hatfila v'im gam zo shachach. Let's say you forgot to recite Torah, learn Torah after you finish Shmon Esrei. Ozai mitzveika gam kein tzorich levorich od birchas HaTorah. So if you did not learn right after you finish Shmona Esrei, you're mechuyev to recite misafik birchas HaTorah. And we'll see in a moment, let's go over here right away, we'll look at over here in Gimel on the bottom, what he says about birchas HaTorah. Ayin v'shnebura shehela b'das habir v'shoinim de birchas HaTorah de'oiraisa. The bracha of Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara Masech, the brachos, is a din de oiraisa, ulechein, therefore, im supak, im berach, oiloi, choyzer, umivorech, rak, lo yivorech, ela birchas, asher bochar bonus. Very important, the person is not sure if he recited any bracha. All brachos that we recite are only midrabanan. So if you're not sure If you don't remember, if you made a bracha, you do not recite the bracha again. The only time you have to recite a bracha again is when it's a bracha min haTorah. What are the brachas min haTorah? Birchas hamazon. If you don't remember, if you benched, you must recite birchas hamazon the second time, especially if you're satisfied. If you ate a full meal and you're satisfied, you mechuyev to recite birchas hamazon misafek. What other bracha is min haTorah? Birchas haTorah. Therefore, a person is not sure if you recite birchas haTorah, you must say birchas haTorah a second time, but only make one bracha. Only make the bracha of the second bracha. Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es Torah. So baruch ato Hashem nosei na Torah. You do not make the first bracha v'asher kedushanu b'mitzvah s'svanu la'asoyk b'divrei Sarah. And where else do we have this halacha? Where else do we do this? We also do this where a person, let's say a person knows for sure that he did not recite birchas haTorah and he recited Ahava Rabbah, they daven Shemona Esrei, and he did not immediately learn afterwards, and now he wakes up and he realizes that he did not recite Birchas haTorah. He was 100% certain he did not recite Birchas haTorah, and he did not learn after he finished the Shemona Esrei. After the Shemona Esrei, he went for a shmooze. He went to check his email. He went to do different other things, and now he realizes that he did not recite Birchas haTorah. Then you do recite both brachos. You recite the first bracha and the second bracha. This, you only recite the second bracha, is only where you're not sure, I do not remember. Did I say Birchas haTorah? Did I not say Birchas haTorah? I'm not sure, 50-50. Then you say the second bracha. But if you're absolutely certain that you did not recite Birchas haTorah, and you daven the entire davening, Ahava Rava, with Shemona Esrei, and you are mafsik, then you have to recite both brachos. Okay, next. Ches. Im koruhu lalois l'toirah. A person is given the honor of an aliyah. And we have to remember, an aliyah is the ultimate form of Talmud Torah. When you lain, ches, love the ches. Laning on Monday, Thursday, laning Shabbos, Mincha, laning on Shabbos is Talmud Torah. It is the essence of Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is not. As we just learned, Kriya Shema is not. Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's not Talmud Torah. It's Zechiras. It's a mitzvah derived to recite its sukkah. It's not Talmud Torah. But laning from the Torah is the ultimate form of Talmud Torah. Now they say in Ovel, the biggest thing in Ovel can the person that's Torchir Beis Chodesh is Talmud Torah Derabim. Is to teach Torah, Torah Derabim. Is learning Torah. You're learning yourself, learn Mishnayis, and even greater than learning for yourself is if you teach Torah. If you teach Torah to someone that otherwise would not be learning, that is the ultimate thing that an Ovel can do. And therefore, there's a very big inyan, people don't know about this because not everyone can do this, is if an Ovel can lane. Because laning, Kriyas HaTorah, is Talmud Torah Derabim, and it's a very... It's a choshev thing for if the Ovel can, he should be laying in shul Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Yeah.
Have you ever seen an Ovel do Mishnayis between Mincha and Maariv? According to this,
yes, I have not seen because the Rav, you know, once it's going to become a free fall. That yeah, you come to a shul and this Ovel wants that one. Not everyone is Roy. Not everyone.
But here it says it's better, and that the Ovel learns.
The ultimate thing in Ovel for an Ovel to do is Talmud Torah for him to learn myself. And if you can teach, that's even greater. And laning is a form of Talmud Torah Derabim. So here, I just want to illustrate that point because when a person gets an Aliyah and he has not yet recited Birchas haTorah, he's now going to learn when he listens to the laning psukim of the Torah. This is Talmud Torah. Problem is, he has not yet recited Birchas haTorah. How then is he allowed to take an aliyah? He walks into shul, he's the only kohen, he's the only levi, and he's in the middle of doing his own thing, he came late, he's saying Birchas haShachar, and all of a sudden they're up to laning, Yamoid Ruvain ben Levi. They call him up. Oh no, they call me up. I did not yet recite Birchas haTorah, and everyone over here has to be out of the shul by 7:31 because they want to make the train at 7:36, and it takes exactly 3 minutes to get from here to Avenue J to get onto the train. So they're on a very, very tight schedule. And if he's going to tell Abayisai, wait a minute, I have to first say Birchas haTorah. You'll have to wait a minute. They'll stone him. Od me'at uskaluni. This past week's parasha. Od me'at uskaluni. So, what are you going to do? What do you do in this situation? So it says here, Ches, im karuhu lalois l'Torah. They called him to come up to the Torah, which is the ultimate form of Talmud Torah. Koidem sheberach b'ruchas ha-Torah. So what should he do? Im ev shelo l'varech koidem kol b'ruchas ha-Torah. If he has a quick lip, he has a very good chiddush ha-peh, he davens in the 18 minute shachris minyan, and he can get out those words super fast. He can break the Guinness Book of World Records to say the bracha very quickly. What? Oh, there are two brachas though. This is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvahs, and this is the last step of the Beisayra. The Gam Loimar, Luchol HaPachos, Pasuk Echad, one Pasuk Echad, Kulon Yivarecho, so you got a lot of things to say. You got to say a lot of letters, a lot of words, you got to say all these things. Then Yasek, and that would be the ideal thing to do, V'acharkach, Yale, L'Torah, V'yivarech. V'yim Yev Shaloi Lasek, and it be Koach Nefesh. They're not going to let him do this, so what should he do? Yale, Kach, L'Torah. He should just ascend to the Torah. Now here's what it says. Psak from the Kitzer. Kivin Shabirich Asher Bochar Banu. Once he says the Baruch Asher Bochar Banu, that will serve as one of the Birchas HaTorah. So he's not doing an Avera when he learns Torah before he makes a Bracha, because that Bracha that he makes for the Aliyah will be his personal Birchas HaTorah. Lo Yoimar Achar Kach, and after he finishes the Aliyah and goes back to his private davening, he should not repeat that Bracha. Rak Bracha Asher Kiddushanu, he should just say the first Bracha. And then he should say Yivarecha again. He says Yivarecha, but he should not say the second Yivarecha because he already said the second Yivarecha when he got the Aliyah. Period. Okay, next. Ches. Simen Ches. There are things that a person is not allowed to do after he wakes up until he davens. Aleph. Mishaolam Nashachar. Once it's dawn, what is dawn? Or Hanoitzeitz bin Hashemesh b'Mizruch. It's the first crack of dawn. We generally paskin that it's 72 minutes before sunrise. Okay, that's a generally accepted. That's Mishumish Alas Hashachar. There are other opinions. Some later, some earlier. Of Moshe here is very machmir. Moshe has an entirely different way of understanding the calendar. The day, his numbers, if you look at Moshe's calendar, his numbers for dawn are a lot earlier. It's more like 90 something minutes. It depends. He has a different formula of how he calculates dawn. It's not generally used, even though we pass like we're very making like a motion. We wait 50. Many people they only wait 50 minutes when Shabbos is over. Do malacha. When it comes to that's the end of the day, they're very lenient to rely upon Rav Moshe. When it comes to the beginning of the day, oh Rav Moshe, I'm not going to hold like Rav Moshe. Like if you don't go like Rav Moshe, you wait until it's 72 minutes to Malacha. Rav Moshe is lenient, you don't have to wait in America 72 minutes, you can wait 50 minutes. That's more than enough. So if you want to follow Rav Moshe, be consistent. Rav Moshe says the day begins something like 95 minutes before sunrise. And on a fast day, it's a big deal. You know, 25 minutes makes 20 minutes, a little bit more than 20 minutes. You know, it can make a big difference. Getting up early, take a cup of coffee, and so on and so forth, and having a meal. But generally, it's not followed. We follow Moshe Lakula, 50 minutes, day is over. And we don't follow him l'chumra. We generally follow 72 minutes before sunrise. It's already the beginning of day. However, you should be aware that there are opinions which are depending on what the issue is. You know, less 50 minutes before sunrise, or I don't know all the different calculations. Person wants to eat, and it's now 50 minutes before, it's 51 minutes before sunrise, and it's a fast day. It's going to be a long, hot summer fast day. Shivas b'tamuz, you want to eat something, and it's already 50 minutes. Can you eat? I'm sure you'll find grounds to be makel that you can eat until a certain point in time. But generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, if you want to know when the day begins, 72 minutes before sunrise is called Mishayale, dawn. Mishayale Amud HaShachar Shu'or HaNoitzeitz, a spark of light. Min HaShemesh B'Mizruch, on the east side of the world. Kevan Sha'oz Maschil Zman HaTfilah, that's the earliest time when you can daven. Shem Ispal Oz B'Diyev Yatzah, if you daven at that point in time, after Alois HaShachar Yatzah, it's okay. Halachain, therefore, also, then there are later times. Mishayakir, to all the different later points in time of when you can put on tefillin, when you can put on tzitzis. You can't put on tzitzis until Mishiyakir, which is, I don't know the exact numbers, that all depends. That's a variable. Depending on the calendar, you have to look in the calendar with the exact numbers. I surely prepare the numbers for you and tell you more detail. Maybe we'll come to it a little bit later on. Once it's already dawn, you're not allowed to stop in malacha. In your business, or travel somewhere. Shneimar tzedek lefanav yehalech v'yosem laderech pamav. So what does this pasuk mean? Tzedek zo tfila. Shematzdik leboro, you declare that Hashem is righteous. So first, tzedek lefonov yehalech, you put Hashem, the koyach of tefillah, before you. That is what goes and travels before you. And then the yosem la derech pamav. And then you go out on your way, you put your feet down on the ground and you go and you follow the things. V'chodav yosem pamav l'darkei chefsa. Then you go and you take care of your needs. Okay, now this Yishno, this is very nogei halacha l'maisa. There's never been more of a nisayon in our generation for this halacha. You have email, and you have your iPhone, and you have your text messaging. So ideally, these things are definitely wrong. It's not the proper thing. Once a person wakes up, the first order of business is davening.
What if Yeshua is not his man's tefillah yet? Until, I'm under Shachar's 5 o'clock, and you don't down until 6:30. What are you supposed to do?
So go to another minion. Go to an earlier minion. Learn.
You operate to do tests.
Learn.
What it does first.
Learn.
No, that's the point.
Or learn.
What should you do?
You should learn. You should not. You're not supposed to. Lechatchila. It's the halacha. This is the halacha. People do all these different crazy things. But halacha, you're not supposed to do anything before you daven. So of course, davar shebekedusha, you can do. You can learn. You can definitely learn before davening. So checking email where it's not necessary. Well, you'll tell me you have certain
things on the email
that are very critical. Before we had email,
what? Let's say you have an early 5 a.m. flight.
Okay.
And you can't daven. So you want, for some reason, for business reason, you need that fire.
Then you they have no choice. Then,
so you daven at the airport.
In a chanami, those situations where you have no choice, for parnasa, people work night shifts. Their shift is, they finish their shift at 9 o'clock in the morning. Nachum Siegel, he always talks that he used to go to, he has a very hard time davening, Nachum Siegel, right? He's on the radio from 6 to 9. So when does he daven? So he davens in between when he plays different segments of music. But there was an oval about 2 years ago for his father. So he had to say Kaddish. So he used to have a meeting also. So I think in some periods of he used to have a meeting in the studio. I don't listen. I don't have the opportunity to listen to him that much, Linda. But he used to talk about how. What? So you, as Rav, you're in the car. Right? Let's say a person is going to daven. You're going to daven. You're going in the car to daven. So you listen to the radio. You listen to him. I don't have any good answer. I really don't. People obviously they go in the car. They go to daven. They go in the car. They listen to the radio. And they listen to secular news. People get up. They check their email. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's called Arai. I heard Rabbi Shua. He was fire. Kedarko. He was fire. He was saying that it's wrong. That it's usur. That a person should. He says in mincha. What?
He never does any of that.
It's not a sign for him. But he was very. He made a roshim on me. He definitely made a roshim and he said that is it really necessary? What would happen if you wouldn't check your email before davening? You wake up in the morning. Who's anyway sending you emails in the middle of the night?
Sometimes you're on messages.
These are automated spam list servers. They're sending out deals of the day from Amazon and sending out some. How many things do you really have coming in the middle of the night? Okay, so the people they work. People work with crazy hours today.
You need something.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you, but obviously, on a person, if he can, it's a halacha. that the first order of business in the day, it's a pasuk, tzedek, it's a very big schus to Mekayim the halacha, tzedek lefanav yehalech, the first thing you do in the morning is tzedek, yidavin. And if you want to check your email 7 in the morning, so go to a 6:30 minyan. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know the answer. I don't know what the answer is. Let's go further. Right.
You're up before.
No, then you can do whatever you want in the middle of the night. Correct.
The email's at 4:30.
And go back to sleep right
after. It's a very big nisayon. Hamavin yavin. I don't know how, especially if I don't have any.
How strict are you? You want to do laundry in the morning, always household chores, things you can't do those either.
I don't. It's
garbage.
It's a problem. I don't know what the answer
take
is.
The garbage, your children buy
you. Sometimes, yeah, take out the garbage. So you have no choice. You have no. What are you going to do? You have to take out the garbage.
Important thing in the.
You have no choice.
You got to feed the kids. I mean, these are things.
Okay, that's really different. When you're telling your kids, and you're taking your kids, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. Work the dog.
But the basic idea is, ideally, every person and every situation is different. But it's kedai to know the halacha. Ideally, if you can take out the garbage the night before, then a person should get into that pattern, that habit of taking out the garbage the night before. So when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing that he does is he goes to shul and he davens. If a person can't, you can't. Okay, you have obligations, part of your parnasa. You can't. But if you can put yourself, you can set up your day where you can do this, you should feel very good that you're being mekayim the mitzvah. And what else are you living for in this world other than to be mekayim what it says in Shulchan Aruch? Okay, let's go further. Base. Also lecho is forbidden. Okay, it's already 31 minutes, so we'll stop here. We'll take a break.